Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Hope a tree doesn't fall down on us while we're talking here. The wind is kicked up.
Oh, well, if it is, we'll have it live on video. That will help for the insurance company.
There you go.
So, hey, everyone, welcome. We got a bunch of news. We got a best practice stuff going on here at Blueberry. We've got a Blueberry Pro tip, and then we've got a question of the week. So we got a pretty good stack of stuff, but I did want to start off with the announcement we made on since the last show. We announced the new account sharing.
Yes, that is a big deal. A lot of our customers have been requesting that for years, and we finally did it. And it's pretty slick. You just go in there and you can share your stats, or you can share publishing, or you can share both to pretty much anybody. They have to sign up for a Blueberry login, but that's really it. And then they can look at the stats. They can publish shows if you're using Publisher. It's handy, you know, because there's, as you were saying, there's a lot of people that have multiple people working on a show, like in this case, our show. You know, we have Mackenzie that does the show notes. We have a pro team doing the editing, and they could be doing the uploading if we set them up for that.
Yep. So it really gives three things. It gives people access to not your administrative stuff. So the master owner still has control of billing, invoices, still gets all access to that. But you can do publishing and stats as one feature. You can do publishing only or stats only. So really, there's three different levels to set the sharing at. And again, pro customers are not limited. They can have unlimited number of shares, whereas the customers that have flat rate accounts are limited to five accounts. So
That's usually enough anyway.
Yeah. I think so far the response has been very positive. It's just one of those things. Another things we got checked off. The team now is, we're working on integrations right now. So we're going to see some integration stuff here in the next couple of weeks. And then there's a couple of big efforts that might take us a month or 5 or 6 weeks to get ready. But overall, I think that we've got a good lineup of things to do over the next 2 or 3 months.
Definitely onward and upward. Always improving things.
Absolutely. So we did get an announcement on the election of the Podcast Academy.
Yes.
So its new board of governors include Chirag Desai, and he's the founder of Amia Media. Steve Wilson, which everybody knows, he's the chief strategy officer at Q-Code. Valentina Caldina, director of business development at CastBox. Amy Thacker, host of Tuckered Out. Ilana Susnow, head of marketing and audience development at Podcast One. Danny J. Lewis, host of the Audacity Podcast and founder of My Podcast Reviews. Martha Little is an editor at Audible. And Becky Celestini, content partnership at Acast. And, of course, if you're a member, you can meet the board on April 19th. It's going to be a live event, and both Mike and I are members of the Podcast Academy. And I believe it's, what is it, $100 a year to be a member, or is it $50?
I think it's $100.
Yeah, it's $100.
Last time. I think the first year it was cheaper.
So, and you know, and what we're starting to see here is the original Board of Governors was made up of people really that brought in money, guaranteed an X number of new members. They were kind of like founding members, but now that it's up and running, these folks are, I think they have a 2 or 3 year term that they've been elected to. Yep. And every year, I think there's elections as people time out.
And it's good to see some indies in there, you know, the Amy and Daniel, at least. And that's great. You know, we want, and Steve too, probably is, you know, more on the indie side, even though he worked for Apple at one point.
But, He's over at Q Code now, and he works with creators. So I think that this is a good lineup of new Board of Governors, and it'd be interesting to see what this current crop of folks do and how it changes the dynamic of the Podcast Academy. So time will tell. Spotify, well, they've announced they may or might make a profit from podcasting.
Yeah, it's over. NASDAQ was talking about it, and you know, in their investor call, they said, "Well, we're getting close to making a profit with all our investments in podcasting." And you know, hopefully they do. You know, you hate to see any company go out, but they had quite a runway there. So,
yeah, they've been spending a lot of money. So spending money like a drunk sailor. So it's interesting to watch. And but you know, they got to turn these investments around. They got to make some money from it. They just can't keep dumping cash into it. A study is out that podcast listeners are likely to be more curious and less neurotic. What kind of a study is that?
That's something that was done over in the UK. It's reported by The Guardian. But basically, you know, they researched, you know, how podcasters or podcast listeners in general are versus people who don't listen to podcasts. You know, they're talking about habits and personalities and things like that. That was an interesting headline, I thought.
So I guess we're all of us that listen to podcasts are less neurotic.
It's I don't know if I agree with that.
Just weird.
And I think the podcasters are more neurotic. So, you know, we'll see.
So I don't know who Bob Ross is. You're saying, yes, that Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. Do you remember the curly-haired guy that used to do the painting thing on public TV? You know,
Idea who he is.
Oh, you have to bring up a picture of him. You'll instantly recognize him if you grew up in the 70s.
Didn't watch any public television though. So
okay. Well, anyway, he died a while back, but his company is looking at starting a podcast, and they're looking for a part-time host. And it's The Joy of Painting was the show he had.
Oh, I know who this guy is. Big hair dude.
Yeah, big fuzzy hair. You know, the funny thing about him, he was a retired master sergeant in the Air Force. And I guess people that worked with him in the Air Force said his personality completely changed when he got out.
Anyway, so his company, not him because he has passed away, is looking for hosts and producers for podcasts. Okay.
Thought it was interesting.
Snippet FM is a new short-form podcast network. What's the story on that?
Yeah, it's a network that is specializing in shows that are 20 minutes or less. And, you know, it's for, you know, shorter attention span listeners, I guess. But, yeah, it's a new network. And I think when Rob Voice started, didn't we have something like that?
Yeah, we had a short form. It was under our Podcaster News brand, but that short form content is very, very difficult, self-sustainable. So we'll see how they do with this. But yes, short form. I don't know very many podcasters that are short form.
Yeah, we like to talk, so you know.
Gilbert Gottfried passed away. Died at 67 after a long illness.
He was the voice of the Aflac duck.
Of course, and, yeah.
You know, he had the screechy voice, at least his stage voice. And he also was a podcaster. He hosted Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast, where he would interview other comedians and whatnot. And it's kind of a fun podcast. And he did his last episode April 4th, so not too long ago. He died of a form of muscular dystrophy that affected his heart, I guess.
Wow. But a lot of people remember him from Hollywood Squares and other places like that.
He was the parrot on Aladdin, the movie.
Yeah. Well, moving on here, we're going to talk about best practice. And it basically says repeat the important parts. So I'm going to read this. It says it's beneficial to include a call to action in your show notes, but also in the audio content. Just like people need to hear an advertisement multiple times before they move forward with a decision, the same goes for retaining information from your podcast. Repeat the important points to your listeners for better retention.
Yeah, your call to action, you know, like at the beginning of this, we always talk about what we're going to do. And a lot of times we'll say subscribe to the podcast or follow the podcast. And, you know, you want to say that a couple of times or, you know, there's a lot of other calls to action. Or, you know, if you're trying to get a point across, sometimes it's good to repeat. Now, don't sit there and be redundant and say the same thing 20 times, but, you know, just to reinforce, you know, your point.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think I do that on my show. I tell the email probably 4 or 5 times, tell the website 2 or 3 times. Probably people are sick and tired of hearing about it.
But they remember it. That's the point.
And it's easy to remember, too. It's something they don't have to write down. It's the email address is part of the show name. So it just makes it simple for people to remember if they're going to, you know, send a comment in. Because if you may have a hard email, you know, some 82-letter email, then how do you get people to recognize that?
Or a domain name that's hard to spell.
Right, right.
I've seen people that do jingles even. You know, if they have like a name that's hard to spell in their email or whatever, they'll have somebody create a jingle to explain how to spell it. It's, you know,
right.
A lot of fun stuff you can do with that.
Well, beyond the account sharing, we've also did a couple of quick updates to PowerPress. We found some bugs.
Yeah, well, you know, we put out PowerPress 9 last week, and of course, whenever we do a big release like that, where it's a major release, well, there's always little things we got to squash. So 9.0.1 is out now, and I'm told that 9.0.2 will be coming out hopefully today or tomorrow.
Oh, so what's that one do? Fix some more issues we found?
Yeah, just a minor bug that we found. So
we get the main bug fixed for those that were using networks?
yes, that is fixed.
That's finally knocked out. Because we had one that kind of stuck around for a little bit that they were trying to whack-a-mole at.
Yeah, but you know, Ben's pretty proactive on that and figured it out pretty quick. So it's all good.
Awesome. All right, so we've got a Blueberry Pro tip. It's the Narrow Podcasting Book Sample. So this is a sample of Toby's new book, right?
Yeah, it's kind of an announcement and whatnot. And anyway, here's Toby.
Hi, it's Toby here, and today something a little different. At some point last year, I decided to write a book based on how I've helped expert-led business owners use podcasting to scale. From solo consultants to therapists, doctors, and even an astronaut. The method I've refined over the years doesn't involve using podcasts to get a broad fan base, sponsorship, or even many listeners, but it does consistently bring in clients. In one case, it brought in over $100,000 in consulting fees before the podcast even launched. So the caveat is, you need a business with a product or service you're already selling for this to work. So to celebrate the launch of the audio version of the book, Narrow Podcasting, Make Profitable Connections and Grow Your Business Without Paid Ads, Sponsors, or Thousands of Listeners, the team at Blueberry have kindly agreed to share a segment of the opening chapter. I don't imagine you think much about airport flight information screens until you're about to fly. Then you check them every 3 minutes until they tell you your gate number. These screens are a perfect example of narrowcasting. They display flight information only applicable to passengers leaving from that airport that specific day. A very narrow set of ticket holders. In this book, I will show you how to create a narrow podcast. Because unlike one of those screens, your podcast can be even more personal, as if the screen mentioned each passenger by name. This method is so laser targeted, it'll move you away from concerning yourself with the vanity metrics of unidentified listeners toward real connections with specific people that lead to sustained and profitable business growth. Once an incredibly narrow medium, podcasting is now a widely enjoyed part of the traditional broadcast media landscape. Podcasts are so ubiquitous, it's understandable that business owners ask if podcasting is worth the hassle. After all, as the broad appeal widens, there's less chance than ever you'll grow a podcast through listenership and sponsorship. And when it comes to paid advertising online, the whole exercise feels like a risk more than a savvy investment. Maybe you're a bit like me. You view social media as a necessary evil and would much rather connect with someone through an actual conversation. Also, perhaps you prefer helping others before yourself, even though, as a business owner, you've been told to fit the oxygen mask to your own business before it suffocates. I understand that podcasting might feel like the wrong medium for you. Indeed, most business owners get podcasting badly wrong. They lose time and money on an ill-defined, shiny pod, and the distraction costs them big time. But not you. Not now you have this book. Be prepared to suspend your preconceived ideas about what podcasting is and get ready to discover exactly how, by going narrow, it can serve you. I'm not going to teach you how to grow your podcast to get more listeners. Instead, I'm going to show you exactly how I've helped my clients grow their businesses using what I call the profitable pod method. The method teaches you that if you're focused enough, you will see a new path, one so narrow it only has room for you and the people that, when it comes to growing your business, truly matter. For the last 5 years, I've helped independent business owners all over the world implement this method to create podcasts that help them on their mission, to create meaning, authority, and profit. When you understand and implement the system properly, I guarantee you'll never need to look at a podcast stat again, worry about how to measure the success of your show, or get wrapped up in the increasingly broad podcasting echo chamber of narcissists, attention seekers, and noisemakers. And if you're running a business, but don't consider yourself an extrovert, then narrow podcasting is going to be perfect for you. The beginnings of the profitable pod method.
So there you have it. Unlike creating a podcast, a book is broadly a solitary experience. So now having created both, I can firmly say I much prefer podcasts. If you'd like to hear more and get the ultimate profitable pod checklist, you can find all the links to audio and various Amazon, Kindle and print versions by going to narrowpodcasting.com. And if you're really nice to the Blueberry team, they just might have a few pre-release copies left from the Podcast Movement show. As always, all your time-sucking production headaches can be removed so you can focus on doing what you do best by heading over to blueberrypro.com.
I do think we have a few of those books left. Mackenzie will know.
I get one, though, so you guys got to make sure you send me one.
Yeah, so I think what we need to do is, I can't promise how many we have, but if you send us a, and we talk about this at the end of the show, but if you send us your show sticker to our mailing address, we'll send you one of those books back until we run out.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not sure how many we have, and so you may get a book.
Yeah, you may get a book. And we'll see if we can check with Mackenzie and see how many we have, so that maybe we can clarify that in the show notes. But narrowpodcasting.com is the place to go anyway.
Yeah, so. Sounds good. Obviously, it's not for everybody, and that's not who he's targeting.
He's
you know, targeting business owners that want to use podcasting to help promote their business.
Yep.
So, cool.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Toby. So next up is our question of the week.
Yeah, this one's from Facebook, Kendra. She says, I'm really loving the new impactful play information on Blueberry. And then she asks, are there any averages of the statistic? She's trying to understand what a good metric goal would be for this number. And I wasn't really sure either, so I figured we'd just freeform it here.
You know, I think what it is pretty simple. You have to look at your show and make a determination. Now, remember, on that info, the impact will play, what you're seeing is a subset of data. Everything below the blue line is 100% download. Someone's follow, subscribe. Everything above the blue line is when someone has clicked play and the media player didn't immediately download the file all the way. So it's a subset of data.
It gives you some good ideas.
Yeah, and we break it down by quarter, 25, 50, 75%, 100. And what we really have tried to think about this is, in a way, some of our clients looked at it before in the raw data was, you know, if they make it to 25%, well, and drop off, well, maybe you got to fix the first one. If they make it to 50 and you have a big drop off, maybe you need to fix, you know, look at the content.
Yeah. What are you doing at the halfway point that might cause them to drop?
Yeah. If you're seeing a huge drop off, it's more for you to understand what's going on with your show. So I would say from an episode to episode basis, the straighter that line is, the better.
Yeah.
But if you're seeing this huge drop off, that means you're losing people. And why are you losing people? And I think you have to ask that yourself. There's no average. I have some shows that do very, very well. And then some shows that, you know, it really depends on how motivated I was the day I did the recording, how, you know, it's really, there's a lot of different factors that can cause people to say, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you know, and then it's also, you know, time of year can affect that, just like total downloads can affect, you know, how, you know, if somebody knows that you're about to stop, they may drop out, you know, if the second half of your show is a certain way and the first half is a different way,
right?
You know, maybe they like just the first half, or, you know,
we've seen a few where the number went up where we could tell people scrubbed in, they skipped the first piece and then they came in. So it really depends on, again, how people are listening to your show. I think it's important to just keep an eye on that. It's an insight. And we call anytime someone listens to at least 75% of your show, that's an impactful play. If they're listening to 60 or 50, well, you probably got some work to do. I think a lot of the numbers that I've seen have been in the 70s and 80s. From that particular point. Again, I think you have to look at each individual episode and see how you did and really kind of think about what you did within that specific episode. We're probably going to look at some point at trying to come up with some sort of number that is an average. But here's the challenge. Every show is a different length, has different different dynamics. So is it fair to compare a one-hour show to a 20-minute show? Probably not.
Right.
You know, because it's a different listening type. So someone that's listening to an hour podcast, I know on my show, if my audience thinks I'm getting close to being done, they know what I talk about in the last 2 minutes and they bounce. So I have to be real careful. I have to sneak up on them to get them into that last 2 minutes before they bounce. I don't try to give a hint that we're coming to the end.
Yeah. You know, you think about like, a 3 hour show. I listen to a couple shows that are 3 hours and I don't listen to the whole thing either. So sometimes if you're doing it on the web, that might, you know, you might stop it and come back to it later. And that may skew that number a little bit.
Well, if they, long as they come back within 24 hours, it won't skew it because we'll reassemble it. But there's a whole bunch of factors there that that go into that too. So,
but I guess to directly answer, there is no average.
But I'd say if you're in the 70s and 80s, you're probably doing very, very well. If you're in the 90s, you're doing exceptionally well.
Right.
But I don't think I've seen a lot of 90s on that impactful play. Right. And this is where running your advertising and promotions earlier in your show is always better. Don't do it at the end. Never do a promotion or something important in the last 3 minutes of your show. That's probably a bad thing to do for most podcasters. Ask your audience why you're leaving and when you're leaving. And of course, don't forget that you can also now run the survey and have a listener survey and get the results back so you can look at the demo of your show. It's available for all of you with those graphical results. It's pretty fantastic.
We love that.
If you've got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. That's blueberries with the without the E's, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. Of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product services are ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And of course, we've been coming to you this week from the New Media Studio in Coldwater, Michigan, and Mike Dell's World Studio in Traverse City, Michigan, produced by the Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. Again, fill out our survey at surveys.blueberry.com. We'll have that link in the show notes /podcast insider. As a reminder, you can always schedule a one-on-one with me, hosting customers only, email todd@blueberry.com. And we've had a number of you listening to the show scheduling one-on-ones. So again, I encourage you to do that. Schedule a tech checkup with Mike, hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com.
Two of those this afternoon.
Well, that's awesome. Next week, I will be at NAB with Mackenzie in Las Vegas. So if, and we didn't mention this in the show. So if you're going to be out in Vegas for NAB, you want to stop by our booth. Now, you'll talk about it next week on the show.
Yeah, but, definitely.
But come see us and say hello. There's a meetup for Podcast Movement. And then my other show that I do called The New Media Show, we're doing two live events actually in the main NAB broadcast area.
Nice.
Where we're going to be in front of a live audience both Sunday and Wednesday, I think. Two different 90-minute segments. But again, if you have a podcast sticker for your show, send us that in a self-addressed stamped envelope, or put a self-addressed stamp envelope in there with your sticker, and we'll send you something. Or if you just want a care package from us, you don't have to send us your sticker. That email address or that mailing address, is within the show notes.
And if we have some of Toby's books, we'll throw one in the box.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, don't know how many we've got left, but we'll see what we can do about getting you one of those. Mike, anything else?
No, I think we're got it covered.
Hey, everyone, thanks for being here. And again, podcastinsider.com, and drop us an email.
Yep, and I'll see you next week.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next time. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.